This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Rit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Jai Shri Ram is a slogan of the people of Bengal fighting against injustices and not a political or religious rallying cry crafted by the Bharatiya Janata Party, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said on Monday. In an exclusive interview with News 18, the senior BJP leader tore into the state's ruling Trinamool Congress and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee for alleged high-handedness, corruption and ineptitude. I believe Jai Shri Ram in Bengal is a slogan to strengthen the voices against injustice, be it the injustice done to poor farmers, to the victims of Cyclone Amphan, to the victims of Cyclone Bulbul, to poor fishermen, to those denied citizenship because of CAA not getting implemented, or to someone who has lost out on employment because of infiltrators. Jai Shri Ram is a symbolic slogan of all these issues, Shah said. Do not see it as a religious slogan. Someone has been hurt by Durga Puja not being held. Someone has been hurt by Saraswati Puja being stopped at school. Such people together have created this slogan, Jai Shri Ram. And it is a slogan of the people and not the Bharatiya Janata Party, he said. The chanting of Jai Shri Ram by BJP leaders and supporters has become a flashpoint in Bengal since the beginning of the year, with Mamata Banerjee expressing exasperation on several occasions after being confronted by crowds shouting the slogan. Analysts say the Saffron Party has used the phrase to propel its Hindutva narrative in the state where assembly elections are on, as a counter to the TMC's alleged Muslim appeasement. The Home Minister also expressed confidence that the propaganda by Bengal's intelligentsia, the Bhadralok, to portray the BJP as a party practicing politics of polarization will not work. In a democracy, everyone has the right to express their views. Every party can put forward their views. I believe that this time this propaganda will be unmasked, he said. The Bharatiya Janata Party has governments in 17 states. There have been no riots anywhere, no polarization. Nothing happened. With development for all, we have moved forward. Narendra Modi ji gave electricity to almost the entire country, in everyone's house. There was no Hindu-Muslim then. Narendra Modi ji gave the poor the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat card. There was no Hindu-Muslim. He gave the farmers rupees 6,000 each. So farmers have also been helped. No matter how much propaganda is done, no matter how loud it is, this is not the ground reality. So this will not work, he said. There are three rounds left in the fiercely fought eight-phase Bengal assembly elections, with the BJP making an all-out bid to unseat Mamata Banerjee and snatch the key state. Voting here will now take place on April 22, 26 and 29, before counting on May 2. The Trinamool Congress has focused on the strategy to paint the BJP as a party of outsiders during campaigning. Shah, however, expressed faith in the wisdom of Bengal's people to see through this narrative. Tell me one thing, if we accept this point of Didi or Mamata, then was Subhash Babu an outsider for Gujarat? Was Rabindranath Tagore an outsider for Madhya Pradesh and Bihar? Was Sri Aurobindo an outsider for Pondicherry? And was Pranab Mukherjee an outsider for Delhi? The thinking of Bengalis has never been this narrow, this small, said Shah. A Bengali is a thinking citizen of the world, and the whole of Bengal knows that neither I nor Narendra Modi ji or any of our leaders who have come here to campaign to talk to the people of Bengal are trying to become the chief minister. Only a person from Bengal can contest elections here and become the chief minister, he said. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar on Monday spoke to US Secretary of State Antony Blinken covering recent developments in India's immediate and extended neighborhood. In the conversation, Jaishankar and Blinken also discussed issues relating to cooperation in the area of health, as well as exchanged views on the agenda of the UN Security Council. Spoke to my US counterpart, Secretary of State, Secretary Blinken, this evening. Conversation covered recent developments in India's immediate and extended neighborhood, exchanged views on the UNSC agenda, also discussed issues pertaining to our health cooperation, Jaishankar tweeted. It is understood that the evolving situation in Afghanistan following the US announcement of withdrawal of its troops from the war-ravaged country figured in the talks. In a significant announcement, President Joe Biden on Wednesday said American troops will leave Afghanistan by September 11, that would coincide with the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks on the US in 2001. Jaishankar and Blinken are also learned to have discussed the pandemic and ways to deal with it. The conversation between the two foreign ministers came just 3 days ahead of President Biden's virtual summit with several world leaders. The US president has invited 40 world leaders, including Prime Minister Modi, to the virtual summit on the climate crisis on April 22 and 23. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin were among the key leaders invited to the conference. NASA's experimental helicopter Ingenuity rose into the thin air above the dusty red surface of Mars on Monday, achieving the first powered flight by an aircraft on another planet. The triumph was hailed as a Wright Brothers moment. The mini 4-pound or 1.8 kilogram copter even carried a bit of wing fabric from the Wright Flyer that made similar history at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina in 1903. It was a brief hop, just 39 seconds and 10 feet, but accomplished all the major milestones. "We have been talking so long about our Wright Brothers moment, and here it is," said project manager Mimi Ong, offering a virtual hug to her socially distanced colleagues in the control room as well as those at home because of the pandemic. Flight controllers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California declared success after receiving the data and images via the Perseverance rover. Ingenuity hitched a ride to Mars on Perseverance, clinging to the rover's belly when it touched down in an ancient river delta in February. The $85 million helicopter demo was considered high risk, yet high reward. Scientists cheered the news from around the world, even from space, and the White House offered its congratulations. "A whole new way to explore the alien terrain in our solar system is now at our disposal," Nottingham Trent University astronomer Daniel Brown said from England. The first test flight, with more to come by Ingenuity, holds great promise, Brown noted. Future helicopters could serve as otherworldly scouts for rovers and eventually astronauts in difficult, dangerous places. Ground controllers had to wait more than 3 excruciating hours before learning whether the pre-programmed flight had succeeded 178 million miles away. The first attempt had been delayed a week because of a software error. Players at the 12 clubs setting up their own Super League could be banned from the European Championship and next year's World Cup, UEFA President Alexander Seferin said on Monday. Seferin showed his sense of anger and betrayal by the leaders of some wealthy European clubs as he spoke of snakes and wished UEFA could ban Super League clubs and players as soon as possible from all of its competitions. Whether UEFA's lawyers will advise that, with the Champions League and Europa League semi-finals starting next week and Euro 2020 kicking off in June, is unclear. Seferin spoke following a UEFA executive committee meeting and said some legal assessments will begin on Tuesday morning. The meeting was held only hours after the English, Italian and Spanish clubs announced the Super League project that threatens to split the historic structure of European football. "They will not be able to represent their national teams at any matches," Seferin earlier warned. UEFA and the footballing world stand united against the disgraceful self-serving proposal we have seen in the last 24 hours from a select few clubs in Europe that are fueled purely by greed above all else. UEFA's 55 member federations are gathering for an annual meeting on Tuesday, including 24 nations that are playing in Euro 2020. 3 of the 12 rebels, Chelsea, Manchester City and Real Madrid, are scheduled to play in the Champions League semi-finals next week. 2 more, Manchester United and Arsenal, are in the Europa League semi-finals. The Super League intends to launch a 20-team competition with 15 founding members, but only 12 have currently signed up. The others are Liverpool and Tottenham from England, Atletico Madrid from Spain and AC Milan and Inter Milan from Italy. The breakaway was launched just as UEFA thought it had agreement on an expansion of the Champions League from 2024. Now the same officials who backed the plans have decided to go it alone while claiming the existing competitions could remain, despite losing their most successful teams, including record 13-time European champion Real Madrid and 6-time winner Liverpool. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe and have a very good day.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.